And now may I present our master of ceremonies, Mr. Clifton Fadiman, literary critic of the New Yorker magazine. Mr. Fadiman.
Ladies and gentlemen, we should like to emphasize again the fact that Information, Please is unrehearsed and unpremeditated. We always like to repeat this for the benefit of members of the I Don't Believe in Santa Claus Club. Now, opposite me this evening at a long table are seated John Kieran, our omniscient sports expert, Franklin P. Adams, conductor of the Conning Tower, Rex Stout, creator of the famous Nero Wolfe Mysteries, and as our special guest of honor, Wilfred Funk, publisher, lexicographer, and author of many books of light verse. Now remember, for each question that's missed by these gentlemen, Canada Dry rings up $10. And that's paid out to the sender, plus $5 for the use of the question. All right, suppose we start with an inquiry sent in by Frank D. Richardson of the city. Now, you gentlemen, of course, all know your presidents very well, I assume. And Mr. Stout, at least, who has a most beautifully tended beard and mustache, should know something about beards and mustaches. I'm going to ask you to put your knowledge of hirsute adornment together with your knowledge of the presidents of the United States and name for me the last three presidents who had mustaches when they were in office. I mean, the presidents were in office, not the mustaches. The last three presidents who had mustaches when they were in office. Mr. Stout, the possessor of a very fine mustache. Beautiful one.
Theodore Roosevelt.
Theodore Roosevelt.
Grover Cleveland.
Grover Cleveland is two.
Chester A. Arthur.
The last three presidents. Chester A. Arthur, I'm afraid, would be wrong. The last three. Mr. Adams?
William Howard Taft.
Yes, he had a beautiful one. Very fine, generous mustache. Well, I think I'll let that go. Between the two of them, they got the three presidents with mustaches. Mr. Stout, you're probably the only one who has any right to answer this query. You mind if I put a political question to you?
I'd like it.
Do you think we'll ever again have a president with a full beard and mustache, or do you think those days are gone forever?
With a mustache or with both, Mr. Fadiman?
With both. The same sort of thing that you have.
I'm sorry, I don't think I'll have time to try for the office.
Well, Mr. Stout is out of the running. The next question from Claire W. Callahan of Pottstown, Pennsylvania.